Welcome to Maseches Brachos as we begin Shas Bavli, Seder Zrayim, Maseches Brachos, and Daf Beis of Maseches Brachos. Couldn't sleep last night. This is like the most exciting day. Halavai, we should always not be able to sleep because we're starting Brachos Daf Beis. I mean, because we're starting whatever Daf we're starting that day. So just to give a little bit of an introduction to Shas and to what we're learning. So we'll start with the big picture. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos tells us Darshan Zapaskin and Sefer Yeshayahu V'haya Emunas Itecha and Yeshua's Chachmas Vada'as, and the Gemara Darshan's that each word in that pasuk relates to a different one of the Siddarim of Shas. And the beginning, Emuna, is a reference to Seder Zrayim. Oh, I should mention, today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer for the continued sponsorship. So Emunas refers to Seder Zrayim, and that's why the Rambam writes in the Akdamah to the Perish of Mishnayis, Seder Zrayim is the first of the Siddarim in Shas, because in that pasuk it comes first. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi arranged it first. And not only that, but Seder Zrayim deals with mitzvos of Gidulei Ha'aretz, things that grow from the ground, and that which grows from the ground provides the majority of the sustenance of mankind. And because of that, in order for a person to be Oved Hashem, a person needs to be sustained, a person needs to be able to live. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to sustain us, and therefore that's the first thing we acknowledge in our travels through Shas. The Rambam writes that the reason that Maseches Brachos is the first of the Masechtos in Seder Zrayim is because this is the Masechta that deals primarily with the Brachos on eating food. And in general, when a doctor wants to make sure that a patient is healthy, he's going to make sure that he has a proper diet. And in order that a person should eat properly, we have to make sure that we're saying the proper brachos. So this Masechta deals with brachos on food. And once it's dealing with brachos on food, it's going to tell us about all sorts of brachos. And once it's telling us about all sorts of brachos, it's going to tell us about Birchus Kriya Shema. And once it's telling us about Birchus Kriya Shema, it's going to tell us about Kriya Shema itself. So that's why all of these topics are going to be covered in Maseches Brachos. And we start with Kriya Shema because that is a mitzvah that is constant each and every day, that a person has twice a day, Minat Torah. So that's why the beginning of Maseches Brachos starts with Kriya Shema. The Gemara says in Maseches Baba Kama that if a person wants to be a chassid, he should be Mekayim Mili D'Nezikin. He should fulfill or learn about Nezikin. But Rava says Mili D'Avos V'Amrila, and some say Mili D'Brachos, that a person is supposed to learn brachos if they want to be a chassid. So it's machlokas rishonim, what about brachos makes a person a chassid? Some say it means just the halachos of brachos, of reciting brachos. Others say that no, mili de brachos means all of the agadata that we're going to have in Maseches Brachos, and all the stories of chassidim and tzaddikim that we're going to have in Maseches Brachos. And the chassidim arishonim, how they used to prepare an hour before davening, that's something that you learn about, and a person is likely to become a chassid. So just to quickly map out the Masechta and what the Masechta covers, so there are 9 prakim in Maseches Brachos. The first 3 prakim of Maseches Brachos all deal with Kriya Shema. The next 2 prakim of Maseches Brachos deal with Tefillah, and then the final 4 prakim of Maseches Brachos are actually about brachos. So we don't get to brachos, to the halachos of brachos, until the final 4 prakim. The first 3 are all about Kriya Shema. The first parak is going to be about Kriya Shema Shachris Va'arvis. The second parak is going to be about Kavana in Kriya Shema, and the third parak is going to be about the various exemptions from Kriya Shema. Who's part from Kriya Shema, when you're part from Kriya Shema. So the first parak is just really focused on Kriya Shema Shel Shachris Va'arvis. There are 5 Mishnayis in the first parak of Maseches Brachos. The first one is here in Daf Beis. It's going to talk about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The second one is on Daf Tes. We have a long wait till the second one. It's going to talk about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. And then after that, we're going to get into the way that one says Kriya Shema and Daf Yud. We're going to get into whether you say it standing or lying or all the different ways that one says Kriya Shema. And then we're going to get into the brachos of Kriya Shema on Daf Yud Aleph. And then on Daf Yud Beis, we're going to discuss whether you need Yitzias Mitzrayim, to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So that's the map of the first parak of Maseches Brachos. As far as today's Daf Beis of Maseches Brachos, so the Mishnah is going to talk about the Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. when is the earliest time, and it's going to have one opinion for the earliest time to say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, and three opinions of when is the latest time that one could possibly say Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. The Gemara is going to discuss that it's a very strange way to start any book with a word like Me'emasai. From when do you do this? Do what? How do I know that you do anything? Where are we coming from that we start a book with Me'emasai? So the Gemara is going to discuss that a little bit. It's also going to discuss why we talk about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis before we talk about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. And then on Amud Beis, the primary focus of Amud Beis is going to be to present a whole bunch of other opinions for when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is. So again, the latest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, we have three opinions in the Mishnah, but only one opinion when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is. On Amud Beis, depending how you count them, it could be six different opinions about when the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is. So if we had to summarize Daf Beis, it's about the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, both the earliest time and the latest time. In that context, we're going to discuss a little bit about when a Kohen who has previously been Tamei is first allowed to eat Truma, when he's become Tahor enough to be able to eat Truma, but that comes up Agav, the discussion of this man of Kriya Shema. So without further ado, let's begin the Mishnah. Me'emasai Karna Shema Ba'arvin. From when? What's the earliest time that a person can say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Misha Shekhanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumasan. From the time that a Kohen who has previously been Tamei is allowed to go and eat his Truma, Ad Sof HaShmura Rishona. And the latest time is the end of the first watch of the night. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Meaning, the latest time, Rabbi Eliezer says, is the end of the first third of the night. Sof HaShmura Rishona. Now, Rashi points out over here, Ad Sof HaShmura Rishona, Shlish HaLayla. One third of the night, Kedim Farish B'Gemara, Umisham Ve'elach Avrizman, Delomek Rishuzman Shchiva. That after that, once one third of the night is gone, then it's too late. You missed the boat because you only have a chiv to recreate Shema Shel Arvis b'shach b'cha. B'shach b'cha means the time that people normally go to sleep. After the first third of the night, it's not the time that people go to sleep anymore. People are already sleeping, and therefore they're not yotzei. Similarly, if you read it before the time that the kohanim go to eat truma, it's not yet the zman that people would even be going to sleep, and therefore you're not yotzei if you read it before that time. But then Rashi has a comment that's not just mefarish the Mishnah, but adds an important ta'ara. Rashi comments on the fourth skinny line. Im kein lama koronosa bebeis haknesses. Why is it that we read Kriya Shema in shul when we daven Maariv? Tonight, Elisha just announced that Mincha is at 4:30, which means Maariv is going to be roughly 4:40 or 4:42 or something like that, which means that we're going to be saying Kriya Shema Shel Arvis in shul, and it's not yet going to be Tzeis HaKochavim. So why are we doing that if you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah at all? Says Rashi, you're right, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah. K'dei lamod b'tfilah mitoch divrei Torah. It's purely for the purpose of having some divrei Torah right before we daven. And the divrei Torah that we choose to have before we daven are the psukim of Kriya Shema. And he says it's based on Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that a person is supposed to say divrei Torah right before they daven. And that's why we have to read it again after it gets dark. When do we do that? Says Rashi, u'b'kriyas parasha rishona shadim kori al mitaso yatsa. When you say the first parasha of Kriya Shema al mitaso, when you go to sleep in your bed at night, that's when you yotzei the real mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. That is Shitas Rashi, that the real mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema is when you go to sleep. It's not when you daven Maariv if you're davening at an early Maariv minyan. Tosos takes strong issue with this Rashi. Tosos has four kashas on Rashi. Fractosos, he says, first of all, Temele Perusha Valo, Eina Olam, Regilin is in the fourth line of the skinny line of Tosos. He says, I understand, Holo, Eina Olam, Regilin, Likro, Samuch, Lashchiva, El Parsha Rishona. He says, how could it be that you're Yotzei Kriya Shema Shel Arvis when you go to sleep at night and you're only reading one parsha of Kriya Shema? It takes three parshios in order to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So that doesn't make sense that that's your Iker mitzvah when you're going to sleep and you're only saying one parsha. Va'od Kash. Second of all, says Tosos, there's a requirement to say Birchus Kriya Shema, two before and two after by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So why is it that, how could it possibly be that your Yotzei on your bed when you're saying three parshios, when you're saying one parsha rather, you're not saying the Brachos? Va'od, da'osu Kriya Shema Samu Chlamita, enel b'shom azikin. And aside from that, Tosos says, the Kriya Shema that you say on your at bedtime has nothing to do with the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. The Gemara explains what it's about. The Gemara is going to say on daf hey that the Kriya Shema Lamita, that's just to protect you from harmful spirits or whatever is out there at night that could be harmful to you. That's what that's about. That's not about the real mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema. The old kasha Tosos says a fourth kasha. Dimkein paskin k'rabbi Shuvan Levi damit tefilos be'emtza tiknun pirish be'emtza bein shnei Kriya Shema bein Kriya Shema shel Shachris bein Kriya Shema shel Arvis v'anan kaimelin k'rabbi Yochanan. There is a machlokas we're going to have in a couple of days from now whether the tefilos are supposed to. Sorry, whether the Kriya Shema are supposed to sandwich all of the tefilos. They have Kriya Shema shel Shachris followed by Shachris Mincha Maariv, followed by Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. And he says, if you're saying Kriya Shema Lamita is the real Kriya Shema, then that's how you're holding, that the Kriya Shemas are the bookends of all the tefilos of the day. But we don't paskin that way. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Ezu ben olam haba, zel hasomech gu'la shel arvis letfila. That at nighttime, Kriya Shema is supposed to come before Tefillah. So he says, Rashi is incorrect, says Tosos, and therefore Tosos disagrees. Tosos holds that, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that Adraba, Kriya Shema of the Beis HaKnesses is the real Kriya Shema. Why do we do it so early? Maybe we're relying on a Shita in Tanaim that you're actually allowed to do it so early, but Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is really fulfilled in Shul. Okay, so back to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said so far one opinion as to the earliest time to say Kriya Shema, from when Kohanim could eat Truma, and one opinion so far in the Mishnah about the latest time. Latest time, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ala Shmura Rishona, the first third of the night, 4 hours into the night in Shos Manios. The Chamom, second opinion, Ad Chatzos, that you have up until Chatzos Halayla to say Kriya Shema. Ram Gamliel Omer Ad Shiel Amud HaShachar, Ram Gamliel is the most lenient, he says you have all the way until Amud HaShachar to recite Kriya Shema. So Maisa, Uba Uban of Mi Beis HaMishta, one time Rabbi Gamliel, children were coming home late from a chasana, so Amr lo karinu es Shema, and they said, Oy vey, we missed Shema. They davened after the chuppah, but we were busy dancing the chasana and kala back, and we missed the whole thing. We forgot to say Shema. So Amr lahem, im lo alamur ha-shachar, chayav natem likros. Said, if it's not yet Amr ha-shachar, if it's still nighttime, the first rays of light haven't come yet, you still chayav to say Kriya Shema. V'lozu b'lvad amru, ele kol ma shomru chacham ad chatzos, mitzvahs nal she'al amr ha-shachar yishinu. Whenever the chacham tell you that there's a mitzvah that ends at chatzos alayla, really you have all night to do it. And the reason the chacham told you have until chatzos is they're just trying to make an extra safeguard that you don't delay the mitzvah too long, because if you delay till after chatzos, it's likely that you'll delay until after amr ha-shachar also, and you'll miss out on the entire mitzvah. And therefore, hektar chalavim ve'evarim, the requirement of burning the previous days, the fats and the limbs of the previous day's karbanos, which is done overnight in the Beis HaMikdash, is mitzvah sanat shi'al amad ha-shachar. It's really done all night long. It's up until amad ha-shachar. V'kol ha-necholim li'yom echad. Any karbanos that are only eaten for the day that you bring the karban and the following night, yom echad, that day and the night that follows it, in the Mikdash, the layla is holei chachar yom. It's unlike everything else in Jewish law, where the yom is holei chachar layla, where a Jewish day starts at night. In the Mikdash, the Jewish day starts a day, and the it's followed by Laila. So if you have a carbon that's eaten for one day, it means the day that you bring the carbon, all carbonos are brought during the day, no carbonos are brought at night. The carbon that you bring during the day, that you have that day that you bring the carbon, followed by the night that follows it. So there are certain carbonos that can only be eaten for that one day, and the night that follows it. So how late into the night? Mitzvah sanat shi'al amar ha-shachar. It's really all night, up until amar ha-shachar. Im keim, lama amru chacham mad chatzos. So why did the Chacham tell you have only until chatzos? Kidei laharchik adam min avera. It's in order to prevent us from doing an avera. So the Mishnah actually listed three different things that are really mitzvasan kol halayla, that the mitzvah should have been all night. That according to Rami Gamliel and the Chachamim on the Doraisa level, you could say Kriya Shema all night long. The burning of the chalavim ve'evarim of the previous day's karbanos is all night long. And whenever you have a mitzvah of achilas karbanos, that too is all night long. Now, because the Chachamim are nervous about us doing not doing things in time, so they held back on a couple of them and said that you only do until Chatzos. But Rashi points out the idea that you can only do until Chatzos is only on two out of those three. The Hektor Chalav Vavarim actually is all night long. The Chum never pulled back on that one. That one was never held back until Chatzos. That's actually all night long. But as far as the Achila of the Karbanos and the as far as the Kriyat Shema, that's where the Chachamim, in order to be marchik, a person min Aveira, that's where the Chachamim pulled back till Chatzos. And Rashi points out, and it's a Beferish Mishnah in Maseches Megillah that tells us, Kol Halailas, Kasher, L'Ktziras Omer, Ula Hektor, Chalav Ve'Varim, that the whole night you could do Ktziras Omer, and the whole night is Kasher for Hektor, Chalav Ve'Varim. So you see that they never pulled back on that one. They never told us that we only have until Chatzos for that one. So that is the first Mishnah and Shas. That was the issue I just came across this morning in the back of the Masifta Gemara in the Panini Halacha section. They said that in Seder Adoros, it writes, in the name of the Sefer Be'er Avram, in the name of the Megala Amukos, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi actually signed his name at the beginning of Shas Mishnayis. That he begins the word, the Masechta, with the word Me'emasai, which is Gematria Ani Yehuda Kadosh. Which some say, well, that's it's unlikely that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who was known to be a tremendous anav, would sign his name with a gematria of Ani Yehuda Kadosh, that I am the holy Yehuda. So that seems unlikely. But there is such an inyan. The Rokeach writes that, and the Chidah writes, many Sfarim write, to dafka have, when a person writes a Sefer, to dafka have their name, Merumas, in the name of the Sefer. That's something even people who write Sfarim anonymously very often will have their name hinted to in the name of the Sefer. And very often it's through a Gematria. So that's become like a Minog Yisrael already, but it may go as far back as Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. People ask me why my Sefer is Hakona Olamo and not Kona Olamo. And the answer is because the gematria of my name is Hakona Olamo. It's not Kona Olamo, so I just had to work out the gematria. Okay, says the Gemara. Tana Hechakai de Ketani Me'emasai. Where was the Tana holding that it starts the discussion with the word Me'emasai? Me'emasai implies that we've been discussing something up until this point, and now you're saying, oh, when do we do that? Where were you that we were talking about that you're now asking when? Visu, Maishna Tani Barvis Paresha, listening to Shaks Paresha. And also, when you talk about your daily schedule, someone were to ask you, go through your daily schedule for me. So you would start with, well, I wake up in the morning, and then you'd fill in from there. But why is it that the Mishnayos start with Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis the night before and not from the morning? So answers Gemara, Tana Akra Ka'i. The Tana was working off of the Psukim, and that's the way Torah Sheba'al Peh works. Torah Sheba'al Peh works against the backdrop of Torah Shebichsav. That's the way we're supposed to learn in our lives. Ben Chamish Lemikra, at the age of five, the Mishnah tells us, we start learning Mikra. Ben Eser Lemishnah. And then on that foundation of Torah Shebichsav, we build Torah Sheba'al Peh. So the Tana was assuming that we're familiar with the Psukim, and it was working off of the Pasuk that describes Kriyat Shema, Dichsiv B'Shachachav Kamecha. And the Pasuk says, first when you lie down, and then when you wake up. V'achi Katani. And therefore, our Mishnah is saying as follows, Zman Kriyat Shema D'Shchiva Emas. When is that Zman Kriyat Shema of Shchiva that the Mishnah was, that the Pasuk was talking about? So the Mishnah tells us, Misha Shakran Nechasin Lechal B'Chuma San. When the Kohanim go and eat their Chuma, that is the Zman of the Kriyat Shema Shel Shchiva. V'Ibay Sema, another possibility, is Yal You know why we start with night? And this one doesn't explain where the Tana was picking up from, but it at least explains why we do night first. This answer explains that we learn out from Briyaso Shalolam. That we learn out from the way God created the world. Vayivoker Yom Echad. That it says Vayyarev and then Vayiboker, and that's Yom Echad. And that's what we alluded to before, that every Jewish day starts at the night, other than the days in the Mikdash where we do a different cheshbon. But typically Jewish days start at the night because Vayyarev followed Vayiboker is Yom Echad. And that's what Rashi points out, that V'Iba Yisema Hadetana Arvin Bereisha Yalv Mibriyasa Shalom. That even though the Gemara started with two questions, why are we starting the Masechta with Me'emasai? And why does Arvis come before Shacharis? The second answer is only answering the second question, right? It's only answering why we start Arvis before Shacharis, because it's based on Vayhi Era, Vayhi Voker. So, Frech the Gemara, Ihachi, Seifa de Ketani, V'Shachar Mevarek Shtayim Lefaneha, V'Achas Achreha, listening to Arvus Bereisha, says Gemara, well, wait a second, if we're always going to start with nighttime, there's a Mishnah later in this Perek, as we alluded to before, we said that there are five Mishnahs in the Perek. First one is about Kriya Shemashel Arvus. Second one is going to be on Daf Tes about Kriya Shemashel Shachris. And then on Daf Yud, we're going to have a Mishnah about the Derech of saying Kriya Shema, whether you say it standing, lying, whatever. And then on Daf Yud Aleph, we're going to discuss Birchos Kriya Shema. And when we discuss Birchos Kriya Shema, we're going to talk about the Brachos of the morning Shema before we talk about the Brachos of the night Shema. Well, if everything's based on Ve'yir Ve'yivoker, we should talk about the Brachos of the night Shema first. Why is it that over there we switch and we talk about the Brachos of the morning Shema first? So it says, Mar, Tana Pasuk Ba'arvis, Vada Tani B'Shachris, Adukai B'Shachris, Pirish Mili D'Shachris, Vada Parish Mili D'Arvis, that the Tana started the discussion with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis based on the Pasuk, and then it tells us about Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, and once we're on the topic of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, we finish all the discussions of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, and then we go back to fill in the details of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So it goes A, B, B, A, right? That's the that's the format of the way the Tana discusses it. That it's that it begins with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. We then mention Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Once we mention it, fill in the details of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, and that's why I mentioned the brachas of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris first, and then we fill in the details of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and it works out. Because we mentioned there are five Mishnayos in this parak. What's the last mission in the parak about? It's about mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's a din in Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So because that comes after we discuss the brachos of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So that's the format of the perek. Okay, Amar Mar. So the Mishnah said that Mishah Shakanim Nechnasan Lechol B'Trumasan. That when is it that we start saying Kriya Shema? What's the earliest time to say Kriya Shema? When a Kohen who was previously Tameh and has now gone to the Mikvah is allowed to eat Truma. So depending on the Tuma, there are certain types of Tuma that all you need is Tevila B'Mikvah and you wait for Harav Shemesh and you're fine. But there are certain types of Tuma that require an elongated period of Tuma, like a 7-day period of Tuma. A person's Tumas Meis, Tumas Tzara, there are certain, and not only do they require a period of time, you then have to go to the mikveh at the end, and you need to bring a korban on the following day. So there's a whole process. There's time, there's tevila, there's waiting for nightfall, there's the next morning bringing a korban. So at which point can a kohen eat truma? So a kohen can eat truma after he goes to the mikveh at the end of the week, let's say, and then Harav Shemesh, when there's nightfall, that night he can eat truma. He's not totally out of the woods yet. He still has to bring a korban the next morning, and he's not going to be allowed to eat korbanos until he brings the korban the next morning. He's called a Chusar Kapara until the next morning, but at least Truma he's allowed to eat starting at night, starting at Seisok Chavim, the night that he went to the Tevila, that he did the Mikveh, that he went to the Mikveh, he did Tevila that day. So says Gmar Michti, Kohanim Eimus Kachli Truma, Misha Seis Chavim. Well, when can Kohanim eat Truma? They can eat Truma from Tseisok Chavim. So listen, Misha Seis Chavim. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say from the time of Tseisok Chavim? Right? Meaning that's a much more common term than the term, Misha Shakwanim Nechas Nechal B'Trumasad. You ask, anybody what Tseisok Chavim is, most people with the yeshiva education, means when the stars come out. They know what that is. They're familiar with that term. People, a lot of people are not so familiar with when Kohanim eat Truma. So says Mar Milcha Agavorchi Kamashmalan. Kohanim Emes Ka'achli B'Truma. Mishas says Chavim. Yeah, it's trying to tell me a Chiddush. It's trying to tell me more information. That when do Kohanim eat Truma? From the time of Tzeisak Chavim. Meaning this is a pedagogic tool that the Gemara uses all the time. That if you have the ability, Lahagdil Torah Lahadir, that you want to teach something simple, but you get to throw in some more information, as you're expressing it, so then a person is going to have a greater education. They're going to be able to learn more things. So now, in anyone who learns Brachos Daf Beis knows this whole idea of a Kohen going through a Torah process and being able to eat Truma, something we wouldn't know if we were studying it on its own. But it gets thrown in into the discussion of the Zman Kriya Shema. So that's how the Gemara, Lahagdil Torah Lahadir, tries to fill in these details of halacha. Now it could vahakamashmalan, and the chiddush is the kapara lo ma'akva, that a kohen is allowed to eat truma before he brings his karban. The karban's the next morning. He's allowed to eat truma the night before. Kidetanya, as the brisa tells us this based on the pasuk. The brisa darshins a pasuk uva hashemish v'toher. The pasuk goes on, we don't quote the whole pasuk of here, but it goes on to say, Va'achar yochel min hakadshim, that it's uva shemesh v'taher. The process is that there's something called bias shemesh, we'll have to see in a moment what that means, then there's taher, and then he's allowed to eat kachim. Then he's allowed to eat min hakadshim, kilachmohu, because that's his lechem, the pasuk says. So what's the pasuk talking about? So uva shemesh, bias shimsho ma'akavto milechel b'truma. The sunset is what prevents him from eating truma. I mean, he went to the mikveh that day, he just needs to wait for the sun to go away so that it's seisa kuchavim, and then he can eat his truma. But the ain kaparaso ma'akavto milechel b'truma. But his kapara, the korban that he's going to bring the next day, that's not ma'akiv him from eating truma. So it says more, well, how do you know that's what the pasuk means? How do you know Va Shemesh means sunset and Vitaher means and therefore the day is over, the day is gone, and that's why he's allowed to eat truma? No, Dilma, Bias Orohu. Maybe Uva Hashemesh, I mean, if I would have asked you, here comes the sun, right? What does that mean? Does that mean Uva Hashemesh? You don't have to break out into song, but Uva Hashemesh means, right, not that the sun has set. I would have thought that it means the sun has risen. So isn't that the more logical way to read the pasuk? Dilma Bias Orohu, Umay V'Taher, Tayer Gavra. And Taher means, and now that the sun has risen, you have an obligation, V'Taher. V'taher means, now go bring your korban, so that you'll be totally finished with your Torah process. That V'taher is a Lashon Sivui. So, Amar Rabba Barav Shila, Imkein Lemekra, V'yitar. No, if it was really Lashon Sivui, it wouldn't have said V'taher, it would have said V'yitar. That go and be Mitaher yourself. My V'taher, V'taher sounds like that it's something that happens on its own. So, Tahir Yoma. It means that when the sun sets, Tahir Yoma, that day is over, meaning there's nothing you do, it just happens. And once that day is over, now you're allowed to eat Truma. But as far as the process is concerned, as far as your Chiyuvim are concerned, in Chirami, the next day when the sun rises, then you have a Chiyuv, then you got to go bring a Karban in order to be totally finished with the Torah process. Kedamri and Shi, Yarav Shimsha, Va'ad Chiyoma. Like people say, the sun has set, and therefore the day has left. The day is purified, meaning the day is over. That's the expression that the Torah is telling us. B'marava in Eretz Yisrael had the Rab Barav Shila lo shmielahu. They didn't hear this comment of Rabba Barav Shila. Rabba Barav Shila is one that told us that if it was talking about the next morning, it would have said v'yitar, not v'taher. So they didn't hear that teaching of Rabba Barav Shila. Ubaylu mibayi, and therefore they raised it as a shaila. How should we read this pasuk? Hai uva hashemesh bias shimshohu umay v'ter tahir yoma. Does uva hashemesh v'ter mean that when the sun sets, the day is over? Odilma bias orohu umay v'ter tahir gavra. And the way they had this discussion at its soul is that it was an open-ended question they started with. They didn't start with the assumption that it means the end of the day, and therefore you eat your truma when the sun sets because the day is over, and then just questioning how we know it means that. It was really an open-ended question. There are two possible options. Does uva shemesh v'taher mean the day is over and therefore you're allowed to eat truma? Or does uva shemesh v'taher means that the sun rises and therefore you have a chiv to bring a karban? So it says Gemara, v'hadar pashtula mi-braisa. And then they were able to answer this question, this open-ended question, from the braisa. Mi-diktani b'braisa, similar. Because the Braisa says that the way to know what Uva Hashemesh V'Taher is, it's Tseisa Kochavim. So obviously it's talking about the end of the day. Tseisa Kochavim is always the end of the day. So that's the meaning of the Pasuk. So it's when the Mishnah tells us it's the time the Kohanim eat Truma, it means when Tseisa Kochavim happens. How do I know that Kohanim could eat Truma at Tseisa Kochavim? Because there's a Pasuk. Uva Hashemesh V'Taher. And the only way to interpret that pasuk, or the correct way to interpret that pasuk, means that when the day is over, you can eat truma. This is this gemara is quoted by Poskim in an unusual context. Poskim discuss how to deal with time zone differences in number of areas of halacha. For example, there's a halacha called osav es beno, that you're not allowed to shed. Masecht Behema and its offspring on the same day. It's considered to be cruel or whatever. You're not allowed to Shecht the Behema and its offspring on the same day. So what happens if the Behema and its offspring are on two different continents, right? One is here in America and the other one is in Eretz Yisrael. And so Eretz Yisrael is ahead of us, right? So let's say it's already the next day, it's already nighttime in Eretz Yisrael, but it's still daytime in America. And I Shechted the mother here in America today, so can a Sheikhid in Eretz Yisrael Shecht the offspring at night when it's still daytime in America? So this is discussed in the Tshuvas Ber Moshe, the Debre Tzina Rav in Chilik Zayin, and he says that you're allowed to Shecht it because the Yisr is on the Shochet, and where the Shochet is, it's already the next day, it's not the same day anymore. You have a similar discussion. They talk about Minchas Yitzchak talks about a woman who travels from America to Eretz Yisrael on the seventh day of her counting Shibinakim. We just finished Maseches Nida, right? So on the seventh day of her counting Shibinakim, so when she needs to go to the mikveh, it's got to be after the 7 days are over. So should she wait 7 hours after Tzeis HaKochavim to go to the mikveh to account for the time difference for when it's going to be Tzeis HaKochavim in America? Or do you say no? She could just go at leaving aside if you went around the earth the other way and you had a dateline issue. We're not getting into that. That's also a fascinating topic, but let's just assume a regular time difference. So do you do it based on the zman where it is, or based on the zman where you started? So in Minchas Yitzchak, he brings a raya from our Mishnah. Why? Because the Mishnah says Meivus Hakadosh Rabbi Arvin Mishal Shekhanim Nechnasan Nechal B'Trumasan. Right, it's the time that the Kohanim eat their truma, and that is Tzeisel Kachavim. And the Gemara brings a brisa that says when do you read Kriyas Rabbi Arvin? That the Chum say Mishal Shekhanim Nechnasan Nechal B'Trumasan Simin L'Davar Tzeisel Kachavim. That a way to know Kohanim eating truma, the simin is Tzeisel Kachavim. So why is Achilas Truma totally dependent on Tzeisel Kachavim? So says Minchas Yitzchak, the Gemara is trying to teach us a halacha that the kapara of Mechusrei Kapara is not ma'akev a person from eating truma, meaning you don't need to wait for your carbon to eat truma. And it sounds from the you see that in our Mishnah is talking about Mechusrei Kapara that become tar from their tuma at Tzeisel Kachavim, meaning a zav, a metzora, all of these people needed to count 7 days, go to the mikvah on day 7, wait till nightfall, and then bring a karban on day 8. That's what the Torah tells us about all of these types of tumah in Parshas Metzora. So from the fact that the tahara of being able to eat truma is dependent on kriyashma, so what you see is, when would you read kriyashma if you traveled from America to Eretz Yisrael? That's a davar pashut, right? If I travel from the United States to Eretz Yisrael, it's a davar pashut, then I'm going to read kriyashma as soon as it says Tzeis HaKochavim in Eretz Yisrael. I don't have to wait for Tzeis HaKochavim in America. So says Minchas Yitzchak, by linking Tzeis HaKochavim to the Zman of Achilas Truma, it's telling us that even though you had to count 7 days, and now you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim on that seventh day, you don't have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim in the place where you started. You can wait. It's Tali and Kriyashma. Whenever you say Kriyashma, that's when your 7 days are over. And therefore, says Minchas Yitzchak, if you have a woman that has 7 days of Sfira Shivinakim, and then she travels to Eretz Yisrael in the middle, she doesn't need to wait 7 hours after Tzeis HaKochavim in Eretz Yisrael. It's just like Kriyashma. As soon as she can say Kriyashma, she can go to the mikveh. And the same with also Espino and all the other halachos that you can somehow come up with that are totally on the day where a person shifts time zones. Okay, back to the Gemara. So Amar Man. Now we're just going to discuss the various different shittos about the earliest time to say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis. So we had said in our Mishnah, Mishal Shekhanim Nechas Nechal B'Trumas. We only had one opinion in our Mishnah, and that was from the time that the Kohanim can come and eat their Truma. Or Minu, but I'll ask you, Stira, Meima, say Kriyas Shema Ba'Arvin. We have a Braisa that asks the same question. What's the earliest time a Kohen what's the earliest time a person can say Kriyas Shema at night? And it gives a different answer. It says, Misha ha'ani nichnas lechal pita b'melach, from the time that a poor person eats his dinner. His dinner is not very fancy. It's some bread and some salt, because he's a poor person. When a poor person has dinner time, that's the time to say Kriya Shema, the earliest time to say Kriya Shema. Ad sha shomi lipata mitoch sudaso, up until the time that he's finished his meal, that he gets up to conclude his meal. So bottom line is that that's a different time, it seems like a different time, than when a Kohen eats his Truma. So Seif Avadai Pliga Amas Nisan. Says Gemara, well, certainly that second line about until the time he gets up from his Suda, that's definitely against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah gave three Shittos when the latest time to say Kriya Shema is, a third of the night, half of the night, or all night, and it's not the end of the meal. So that's certainly against our Mishnah. But Reisha Milema Pliga Amas Nisan, is it so obvious that the time that a poor person eats his dinner is different than the time that a Kohen eats his truma? Is that necessarily so that they're arguing? Lo. Aniva Kohen, Chad Shiruhu, says Gemara, not necessarily. We don't necessarily have machlokas here. It could be that an Ani and a Kohen eat at the same time. A Kohen's allowed to eat Truma, says Chavim, and that could be dinner time for an Ani, that's when he's supposed to eat. It's interesting, Tosfos raises the question, wait, if an Ani always has dinner time exactly at Seis HaKchavim, right, which is the Zman of Kriyashma, and you're supposed to be saying Kriyashma at the Zman of Kriyashma, how is an Ani ever saying Kriyashma or ever eating? Meaning you can't do two things at one time. I would have thought, you know, a non-frum Ani, I don't know, say something, but Tosfos saying, how does this work out? How is an Ani schedule going to work out if he's got to do all these things? Tosfos points out, Tema, Ani Kufe, Masa Yispal, when's he going to daven? Damer Zman Echilasai Zman Kriyashma. If he's got to eat at the Zman Kriyashma, well, once the Zman Kriyashma comes, he's got to daven right away, right after Kriyashma. Vikimish Zman Kriyashma, Asal Askel Besudat Sheyispal, Bereisha, and once Zman Kriyashma comes, you're not allowed to eat. Because you have a mitzvah to do, and you're not allowed to eat before your mitzvah. The Gemara is going to say, "Kor Kriyashma Mispal V'Ochel Pito Mavarich." That you daven Marv before dinner time. V'Kalover Derecham Chayim Misa. You're not allowed to violate the Derechamim. So it says, "Tells V'Yeshlomer Dizman Tefila Havi Kodem Lizman Suda Tilav Dafka Misha Ani Nichnas Echal Elo Purtamei Karakamar." We're not being so exact, which is a strange thing to say when you're talking about Zman. The whole thing about Zman is to be exact. Oh, we're not being so exact. No, it means that a little bit before his Suda time, that's really the Kriyashma time. His Suda is right after Kriyashma and Tefillah. Okay, Uraminu says, well, I'll ask you a stira though. Mayimus, I'm asking the cross Kriyashma Barvis. Same question, what's the earliest time to read Kriyashma Shalarvis? So, a number of opinions. Mishah, Shabne Adam, Nechnas, and Nechal Piton, Barvi Shabbos, Sivra Meir. A Meir says, when people eat their Friday night meal, which because people add Mechol Ala Kodesh, they add extra time to Shabbos, it's pretty early they eat your Friday night meal. Certainly this time of year. Mishah, Shakranim, Zachal, and Lechal, Truma son. That notes from the time that the Kohanim are allowed to eat Truma, similar davar tzeisak chavim, and that's tzeisak chavim. And even though we don't have proof to this, we at least have a remez to it. Because the Pasuk says, that we have our tools for work from Alos HaShachar until Tzeisak HaKochavim. And the Pasuk says, that we do work throughout the day, and as soon as the day is over, we're finished with our work. So if working time is up until Tzeisak HaKochavim, and you're going to define daytime as working time, or working time as daytime, so obviously Tzeisak HaKochavim marks the end of the day. Maivi Omer, what's this second pasuk adding? No, maybe you'll say sunset is already nighttime, and you don't have to wait till Tzeisak HaKochavim. Why are these people working so late? Because they like to work late. They work past daytime. No, Tashema. That's why I need that second pasuk to say daytime is work time. When we describe that a person works until Tzeisak HaKochavim, it means that they're only working during the day, because nighttime is defined by Tzeisak HaKochavim. So anyway, bottom line is, what we just introduced over here is another time that people, for the earliest time to say Kriyashma, namely, that when people eat on Erev Shabbos. So, Kasal Kadaitach Da'ani Ubnei Adam Chad Shiruhu. We're assuming that a poor person eats his regular dinner, and people eat their Friday night dinner at the same time. V'yamrit ani v'kohen chachiruhu. So if you're going to say that when a poor person eats his dinner and when a kohen eats truma is also the same time, then chacham hain Reb Meir. We just quoted a brisa where there's a machlokas between the chachamim and Reb Meir whether the earliest time to say Shema is when people eat their Friday night meal or when kohanim eat their truma. But if both of those times are the same time as when an ani eats his meal, there's no machlokas. So it must be that when an Ani eats his meal and when a Kohen eats the Truma, those are two separate times. So it says, well, no, maybe it's the same time. The other assumption you made was wrong. That we made an assumption that people eat their Friday night meals at the same time that an Ani eats his every night meal. That's not true. Says Gemara, Vani v'koin chachiru. Is that true, though, that an Ani eating his regular meal and a Kohen eating his truma is the same shear? Or a minhu, I'll ask you, stira, me'emasai maskil nekroshma v'arvin. What's the earliest time another price? What's the earliest time to say kriyashma shalavis? And we introduce a whole bunch of new shitas. Rabbi Lazar says, when Shabbos starts,
Rabbi Yeshua Amar Mishash Kohanim Mitoharim Lechol B'Trumasan. Rabbi Yeshua says the shita we know about when Kohanim are allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Meir Amar Mishash Kohanim Tovlin Lechol B'Trumasan. Even before Kohanim can eat truma, when Kohanim can first go to the mikvah to eat their truma. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, wait a second, we can't let that one go. Valo Kohanim Yibod Yomim Tovlin. Kohanim go to the mikvah during the daytime. There's no way they can go to the mikvah at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no way that you can already say Kriya Shema at that time. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mishash Ani Nichlas Lechol Pitov. Rav Chanina says when an ani eats his dinner, Rav Chai va'ami Rav Acha Omer Mishash Rov Bnei Adam Nichnasim LaHasev, when most people eat their dinner. But so all these different opinions. But Viamrit ani v'kohen chad shiuruhu, if ani, when an ani eats his dinner and when a kohen eats truma are the same time, Rav Chanina Hainu Rav Yeshua, then we didn't just present a whole bunch of different shitos. Some of these shitos are exactly the same, and we presented it as if it's a machlokas. Elav Shmamina Shira Dani L'Chud V'Shira Dekoh. So you see that the shear of an ani is one thing, and the shear of a kohen is another thing, and that's a raya. Hey minay mu'uchar, which one is later? Mistavra da ani mu'uchar. It's most mistavra that the ani eating his dinner is a little bit later. Diyamr da ani muktam, because if an ani is earlier, Rabbi Chanina hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Then it turns out that Rabbi Chanina is saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says when Shabbos starts, elav shmamina da ani mu'uchar. Must be that the ani time is a little bit later than the kohanim time, shmamina. So at the end of the day, there are five or six different shitos about when it is that when is the earliest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. As we said in the Mishnah, three shitos as far as when the latest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at Amar Mar, four lines from the bottom of the page.